There may be better coaches than Ronnie Arrow taking part in this year's NCAA basketball tournament, but no one can say they've been more responsible for their team getting to the big dance. That's because some 9 years ago, when Arrow took the head coaching job at Texas A&M Corpus Christi, the school didn't actually have a team, or a mascot, or uniforms, or pencils. Well, 8 seasons later, Arrow is leading his team, the Islanders, into the tournament this Friday against heavily favored Wisconsin. And Ronnie Arrow joins us now from the airport in Corpus Christi, where he is on his way up to Chicago for the big game. Thanks for coming on the show.
Well, it's my pleasure. We're happy to be able to be doing radio interviews this time of the year. That means that you're in the big dance, and we're very happy to be there.
Well, how big of a deal is this to your players and to the city of Corpus Christi?
It's a major, major deal for our program, the city of Corpus Christi. I don't know if a lot of people that listens to you have been to Corpus before. It's a beautiful resort area. Our university is on an island by itself. Our guys can literally go out of their apartments about 20 yards and catch supper.
That's a pretty good recruiting tool, free dinner if you can catch it. Hey, Coach, the NCAA tourney has really transformed the programs of some small schools, places like Gonzaga and George Mason. You know, they get in and they win a few games, and suddenly they're sort of on the basketball map. Could that be you at some point?
Hopefully, more and more people are going to know about the Islanders. We want to get to be the Gonzaga of the South, where it might be a mid-major in name and people think about it, but nobody wants to play in. It's a major college situation.
Now, Coach, there's a tradition in college basketball, Midnight Madness, where you have a practice on exactly midnight on the first day that you're allowed to do it. And, you know, you do this in a place like Indiana, and there's, you know, thousands of people pack out the arena. Now, tell me about that night. I understand you were in a tuxedo and nobody showed up.
We had 3 kids sitting that year because the first year of existence, we didn't have a team, so we were out recruiting, and we had 3 kids sitting. I decided, actually at the last minute, to go get a tux, have our 3 kids out there with our 3 coaches, and that was our Midnight Madness. And I said at that time to our players, we will look back on this one day and laugh, because one day we'll have this program where we want it to be. And you would have definitely helped start it.
And here you are, about to get on a plane to go up and play in the tournament.
I'm just so happy for our seniors, our 7 seniors, that gave themselves a chance to be able to go and play in the big dance, because it's something that they'll never forget.
Ronnie Arrow, head coach of the Texas A&M Corpus Christi Islanders, at the airport on the way up to Chicago for a big NCAA tournament game on Friday. Thanks, Coach.
Okay, thanks for the call.